The Hawks and Their Friends. A family of hawks had a nest at the top of a tall tree in the forest. Other animals and birds lived in the forest too. There was a lion with a yellow mane, a kingfisher with bright blue feathers, and an old green turtle. One day, the mother hawk said to her husband, "My dear, I think we should make friends with some of the other forest creatures. Then, if ever we are in trouble, we can call on them for help." "Good idea," said the father hawk. He flew off in search of the lion, the kingfisher, and the turtle. The four of them soon became friends, and each promised to help the others in case of danger. Soon afterwards, a band of hungry hunters came into the forest. They wandered through the trees in search of something to kill, but the animals heard them coming and hid themselves. When the evening came, they were still empty-handed.
"Let's camp beside the lake and see if we have better luck in the morning," said one of the men,
and the others agreed. They made themselves beds of leaves and lay down to rest. But could they get any sleep? No, because along came thousands of mosquitoes, bzz, 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 and stung them from head to foot. The men lit a smoky fire to drive away the stinging pests. Unfortunately, the fire was right under the tree where the hawk family had their nest, and the smoke drifted up through the branches. It made the young hawks cough, and one of the hunters heard them.
"There are young birds in that tree, so at least we'll have something for breakfast," he said to the others. "Tomorrow I'll climb the tree and throw them down, and we can roast them in the fire."
The hawk parents heard him. "Quick," said the mother hawk, "fly to the kingfisher and ask him for help." The father hawk flew to the kingfisher, who was asleep on a branch, and woke him with his shrill cry, "Kee, kee, kee." He told the kingfisher about the hunters. "Don't worry, I'll be right there," said the kingfisher, and he flew to the lake and dived into the water. Then he flew to the hunter's fire and sprinkled the water from his feathers onto the flames so that they went out. Again and again the hunters lit the fire, but the brave bird went on diving into the lake and sprinkling water on it. Once he flew too close to the flames and his breast feathers got singed, and that's why, to this very day, some kingfishers have scarlet breasts. At last he became so tired he could hardly fly. The mother hawk said to her husband, "Go and ask the turtle for help, and hurry." The hawk flew to find the old turtle, who was watching from the lake. She at once promised to help.
"Go back to your family," she said to the father hawk, "and leave it to me."
The turtle dived deeply into the lake and brought up some sticky mud from the bottom. Then she threw it onto the fire. Splosh, splosh, splosh. The fire went out, but the men lit it again, and again the turtle dived and threw the wet sticky mud onto the flames. The men tried to catch her in a net, but the turtle was too quick for them. She dived deep where they could not find her. But now she could not help the hawks. "Quick," said the mother hawk, "go and find the lion. Surely he can help us." So the father hawk flew to find the lion.
"Hunters, is it?" said the lion. "I'll soon deal with them."
And he came growling through the forest, roaring so loudly that the leaves trembled on the branches. When the men heard the noise, they were terrified and ran away as fast as their legs would carry them. The hawks thanked their good friends, the kingfisher, the turtle, and the lion, and all of them lived happily and in peace.